Welcome back, listeners, to tonight's broadcast. For close to 10 years, a civil war has raged across New Albion. It is only with the Battle of Criers Boulevard that at last a victor emerges. But how is this battle truly won and lost? Join me, your host Lloyd Allen, and the Diesel Punk Orchestra as we take a tour through our dear city, explore the events surrounding the Battle of Criers Boulevard, and meet tonight's featured family, the O'Briens, here on the New Albion Radio Hour.
I could name, which I'm sad to say became a quite uptight, oppressive, and obsessive police state. An ex-soldier one day vowed to bring the martial regime down by igniting revolution, but the question remained how. One night at 3:30, he quietly snuck beneath Parliament, the seat of power where government meets. In the water there that ran, a truth serum he did plant, and that is how New Albion's civil war began. Here, and it's been going on for years. The undertakers and arms dealers all have crystal chandeliers. There's a union now for spies who can be bought for any side. Their boss, the cigarette girl, works the rumba club most nights in districts 3 and 4 and 1. There's a redhead lad who runs the gangs of orphan feral youth who under his watch have become organized, disciplined, and for liquor, drugs, and contraband. The mob and postal service use them to deliver across the land. District 7, 8, and 3. Excreted dust, a sandy rust, it's been discovered leads to quite a pleasing, dreamy high. Thus it's the new drug on the rise, but only 3 albinos living underground know where it lies. A tinker we all know, with a shop on Tin Pan Row, makes little metal fairies whose souls a flake of snow. The government's last great big hope, the super soldier plan, you know, we'll be looking at more closely, friends, so stay tuned to the show.